Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Back rolling on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And joining me now, as he does every single Friday, we have some Grizzlies, some NBA to talk about. That would be Parker Fleming. Make sure you go subscribe to his free Grizzlies and NBA draft Substack Elitist. He doesn't take any money from it, because if you give monetary support, it goes to St. Jude, because, as I always tell you, he's a grade-A human being. On X at Paka_Flocka. Parker, how we doing, brother?
Man, Gabe, I'm doing absolutely great. It's Friday. My mother-in-law actually finished her last round of chemo yesterday. So
that's awesome.
Doing great. So how about yourself?
I can't complain. Going into the weekend, I get to watch ball in a carefree manner because I have no teams going. Memphis is on a bye week, so that'll be great. So I can have different rooting interests than normal.
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss is playing the number 2 team in the Pac-12, right?
Shout out Lane Kiffin. By the way, another shout out to Lane Kiffin. We talked about it yesterday in the Blitz, but the fact that Lane is still doing we're evaluating the quarterback situation right now. Austin is getting back healthy. He's trying to make it like, to the media, like it's still some competition. If he doesn't run Trinidad out there, that he's out of his mind. But I don't think there's any thought in his mind, if you gave him true serum, to starting Austin down the stretch of the season.
And I appreciate him doing that, just because, I mean, granted, I don't know how much eligibility Trinidad has left with coming over from D2.
One more year.
One more after this year?
No, this. I shouldn't say one more year. The rest of this season. That's it. He's a senior.
Yeah, because you can't alienate Austin because
he's 19. He's got plenty of years to go.
For sure. Yeah. No, you can't do that because, I mean, quite frankly, you can make an argument if Trinidad played the first two games, he's very much in the thick of the Heisman conversation instead of this dark horse candidate. If he keeps playing how he's playing,
he's top 5 shortest odds, according to FanDuel Sportsbook.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. How was your trip to Buffalo last week? I know it was a loss, but did you get some Buffalo wings in you? Was it at least a decent time?
Oh, yeah. It was a fantastic time. I got to go to, I think it's called Barbell, which is what Josh Allen said was the best Buffalo wings in all of Buffalo. So that was great. The game was great. And it's just one of those things. I've always wanted to go to Buffalo experience the game, wanted to do it before the end of the stadium. And, you know, I was actually talking for the game to Jessica Benson and Sam Shoemaker. You know, you've had him on the show, The Playbook. And
Sam's the greatest.
Yeah.
Bright future ahead.
Yeah, for sure. And he asked me, he's like, do you ever get a time to, like, watch sports or watch games as a fan? And I said, the Buffalo Bills are that for me. It gives me the chance to fan out. And, you know, it was great. You know, it went down to the wire. Unfortunately, you know, the Bills, you know, they say there's nothing worse than a bitter ex. And Stephon Diggs wants to absolutely kill the Bills every time that he goes up against them. They are now, I want to say, 0-2 against Diggs since. But you know what? If losing this, if you have to lose Stephon Diggs every year to go to the be in position to win a Super Bowl, that I'll take it. I'll take that one or two games that it takes. But you know, Patriots, they're definitely on a team on the rise. Drake May was.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, even though your team lost, you kind of got to see the coming out party for Drake May. That was
Drake
phenomenal.
Drake May was good, and then, like, seeing Josh Allen in person was awesome as well. I didn't get a whole lot of moments. The Patriots defense was very stifling. I kind of wish they included James Cook in the passing game a little bit more and try to get him going in a capacity. It was just a weird game. The Bills were very undisciplined. They had like 11 penalties. And then obviously like some multiple like illegal formation calls and stuff like that. And you're just kind of like, that was a weird game for them, to be honest.
Speaking of weird games, how about last night? Eagles get their brains beat in by Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo.
That is right. That is right, man. I love it. I love it. Obviously, you know, I was skeptical about the idea. You know, we talked about it on the show of him kind of Dart being thrown into the fire early, but you know, he was a rookie against the Saints, but man, he showed out on the big stage and very cool moment. Obviously, you know, you hope with how reckless him and Skatebo play.
Yeah.
You hope that it can last a while, but no, it's fun. It's a nice little jolt, and you know, I'm happy. Jackson Dart is out of my time since being a student at Ole Miss. Like, Jackson Dart's been one of my favorite players to watch. So. Very happy for him.
He's got to learn to slide, or this is just going to be a Linsanity run. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
He basically, last night for the concussion, when he went through concussion protocol, he basically launched across the first down line, right? And head first. It's like, brother, come on. I mean, yeah, I know you're trying to get the first down, but don't lead with your head like that.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's part of what makes him great. He's a feisty competitor.
He's a competitor.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to find yourself an edge, you know, if the edge to make up for limitations for him. Like, he's a rookie. He's still learning NFL defenses and how to read all that. And he's right now at a point where, you know, they don't have elite neighbors. They're kind of thin on the wide receiving core. So, like, got to find a way to find an edge. And his is just being recklessly competitive. So.
Yeah,
but it's fun. It's fun. It gave people a good Thursday night football. So,
and also with the takes about the Giants and how young they are on the offensive side, and the takes about the Eagles like losing two straight and flailing around, I feel like last night's, you know, take Olympics on social media, all of it has the chance to age like, you know, milk in the hot sun. So. I talked about that a bit earlier, but we'll leave it at that. I just want to open this as broadly as possible, two games down in the preseason. Obviously, in the first game, you saw Ty Jerome and KCP, two guys you expect to play a lot of minutes for this Grizzlies team. Ja, I think they're wrapping him in bubble wrap until we get to the season. I don't really need to see him in the preseason. I would imagine Tomas Isolo has seen what he needs to see in practice. But through these two games, what have you noticed – positively and negatively?
Yeah, I mean, positively, it's just one of those things where, for one, with Monday, obviously, you know, I was in Buffalo, didn't get to go, but the thing that stands out, and I guess that should probably kind of cool people down a little bit about the Grizzlies, is, you know, if you look at, like, Ty Jerome, KCP, Jock Landale, Jalen Wells, Santi Aldama, that starting lineup, if you look at like Jerome, KCP, Landa, Wells, they all had very high plus minuses. I know KCP and Ty Jerome are at plus 17 and plus 22 respectively. I know they had the hot shooting that first quarter, but it's like, you know, they were going up against the playoff team, playing their guys, and they're contributing. Like, it should kind of ease people's minds a little bit about, you know, the outlook for the season. Cause obviously, you know, you're seeing like a lot of these lineups where it's a lot of guys trying to prove themselves to play, and it's not looking the prettiest at the moment. And, but I think, you know, if you kind of break it down, it's like, I just think about your first eight, like your first eights, at least for the start of the season, you have Jod, Jaren, Wells, Caldwell Pope, Landell, and then off the bench, you have Scotty, Aldama, and Jerome. That's a good eight. That's a really good eight, to start the season with. And obviously, you know, and I guess with the bad, you know, Cedric Cowers is kind of getting his footing in, but is it that bad when it's like, it's his first competitive basketball
game in a year?
It's
so predictable. It's predictable the way he's played.
Really, you can argue that the good was him finding that groove in the fourth quarter of Boston's game, getting to his spots in the mid-range. And he even said, like, look, the outside shot's not falling. It will. So what am I going to do when my shot's not falling? I'm going to go get to my bread and butter. And for me, that's the mid-range. That's great. Jalen Wells, I think him getting into the mid-range against Boston, I'm posting these clips after this show, after we talk here, but his comfortability in the mid-range was very encouraging. I also liked how in the beginning of the game, he almost let it fly a little bit more frequently. I think he had like five threes attempted total, but he attempted like four of them plus one that he was fouled on the three-point shot, so no field goal attempt gathered there. But he let it fly, and then next thing you know, defenses are playing up on him. That brings up the screen, and now after the screen contact, he's getting to a spot in the mid-range where he has a pretty solid dribble jumper. So that those are the encouraging elements for me. It's like the guys that should be playing look good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you kind of wish that, especially with this stretch where the Grizzlies will need help off the bench, I'm mainly counting on Edie and Clark not being there on opening night. But, you know, like, this is a golden opportunity for guys like G.G. Jackson, Vince Williams, and Omax Prosper even was a guy that Hisolo talked about in training camp, and they've all looked kind of uninspiring.
Right.
And, you know, you're like, God, do they really, like, are the Grizzlies really going to give them minutes? And granted, there's more preseason. They have a game tomorrow night. They have three games next week. There's still more preseason to kind of build this out. But that's just kind of what the landscape for me. It's like the guys that should be playing are looking good. And aside from that, everything's pretty shaky. I mean, frankly, I think when you kind of separate the two groups, like, if you're looking at the guys that may or may not be playing, like, Conchar's been the best of all of them. And I think he actually should be playing early because without Edie,
needs some rebounding.
He's the best rebounder. He's the best rebounder on the team besides Edie. Like, and the thing is, he's not going to make mistakes either. You know, he might not be the most inspiring because he's not, you know, he's not hoisting a bunch of threes, or he's just not as flashy, and he doesn't possess, you know, like, he doesn't possess like G.G. Jackson's size or Vince Williams' wingspan or anything. But like, the dude doesn't make mistakes, competes defensively, he's a plus defender defensively, and he crashes the glass. And that's really what you need right now to kind of survive the first potentially 20 games or so without Zach Edie.
Mm-hmm. Now, how important, because I saw this especially in the Celtics game, how important is Jalen Wells going to be, obviously likely in the starting lineup, but how important is he going to be as sort of a secondary ball handler outside of Ja? Because we know Desmond Bane took on that role last year, and he showed some flashes. That's probably why the Magic, you know, went and brought him in. Obviously, they need a true point guard, and they needed shooting, but at the same time, he can provide some secondary sort of playmaking. Jalen Wells, though, I've seen some growth. He's still about a half second slow on his reads, but
yeah.
How important do you think he's going to be to that starting lineup when it comes to sort of secondary playmaking without Bane out there?
My opinion with this is I don't want it to either A, take away from what he does well offensively, or B, I don't want it to take away from his defense either. because arguably his defense is the most valuable asset.
And it seems like he's gotten better, especially navigating screens.
100%. Yeah, he was – obviously Jaylen Brown was cooking in that first quarter, but Wells was really working when it comes to navigating those screens. But, I mean, I think it's just kind of simple because really, if you want to be real, the secondary playmaker next to Ja needs to be Jaren. With how much of his – how much they've tapped into with his off-the-dribble game, Jaren needs to be the secondary playmaker for this team to go where they want to go. However, I think for Wells, I don't want it to be rushed to where it kind of like he goes from a guy that's like, decent read here and there, but not like more so just like be ready to let it fly guy. I don't want it to take a too drastic of a leap, or too drastic of responsibilities. I simply just want him, attacking closeouts, making the right reads out of that. If teams like they did against Boston, play two up on him, use the screen to get to a spot in the mid-range, and maybe if it's not there, you get the hostage dribble and make a read out of that. Or it's ball kicks out your way, closeouts coming, you make one more swing or you hit one more cutter. I kind of just want it still to be simple. Just because, A, we've kind of seen this experiment before where we saw it with Zaire Williams, they put him in playmaking responsibility and he looked worse than he did when he just had the easy role of corner, cut, run in transition. And it's also too, well said for him to not trade off defensively with offensive creation, his conditioning has to be in top shape. I still just don't want to take away from his defense because his defense, you need guys to contend in today's NBA. You need guys that can block people up and get him guard that they can guard their yard. And in terms of a long-term viability for this Grizzlies team, Wells is the ticket for that. And I don't want too much to be taken away from that.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. I absolutely hear that. All right. Now, you wrote about the five most interesting players going into this season. And number one, Santi Aldama. Now, I've heard a lot of takes about Santi Aldama from people outside of Memphis. And really what I've heard is that there's not a lot of people that view him as a starter, even though that's probably the role he's going to have to play to start the year. But what does Santi have to be after signing this contract, getting that extension? What does he have to be for this team to truly have success, in your opinion?
To truly have success, I mean, just continue to build on what he showed last year, showed growth as a playmaker, took on more offensive responsibilities in terms of being called on to string actions together, to get downhill, to make reads out of that, but also to score. I mean, attempted 10 field goals a game last year, and I wrote in my article, more shots are for the taking without Desmond Bane in the mix. So, what does that look like? And I think one thing that's really cool is, I asked Tomas Isolo about just utilizing Santi and his skill set because he's a guy that, he's a seven-footer, and he has all, the fluidity, the passing vision, and the shooting. However, he's not the guy even though he's a seven-footer, you're not going to really be hit by a screen contact.
Mm-hmm.
So how does he utilize him? And he said something really cool of, he classified him as a wing, which is very interesting. And essentially said that he doesn't think of him in a positional standpoint. He thinks of him as in more of a tools because of his length, his athleticism, his skill, and his vision. Because he does penetrate the paint from the four spot. And he's a guy that can create looks out of it. One thing I noticed, it's kind of like Kyle Anderson, where he'll get into the paint and it won't get pretty, but he's going to get into the paint almost every time he hits the ball. And that's a value trait because you're either scoring or you're classing the defense and getting somebody else a shot. Mm-hmm. And, just the idea that with Santi, it's very fascinating because, he has the corporate knowledge for this organization. He's been here 5 years, but he's not even 25 years old yet. So he's still young. I'm just intrigued because he kind of unlocks a bunch of different stuff, in a two big lineup with him and Jaren, it kind of has a little bit of a different wrinkle than more two big lineups in today's NBA because they can both dribble, pass, shoot. But he can also slide to the three, where they found success with him, Jaren, and either BC or Edie. So I just think he's, you know, he's a funky player, and I really, you know, and maybe from examining Twitter or outside taste, he's more of an acquired taste kind of player because of, you know, the defense and such like that. But he's a very unique piece that is now like, hey, this is your, you got this contract. This is your expectations. Like, this is your role in this team. He's going to play a role. And I'm kind of interested to see what that other gear is for Santi Aldama.
Yeah. Now, GG Jackson was the other, another guy you wrote about. Is he going to break through this year? Like, listen, me and you trade ball knowledge. Obviously, I can watch the film with football, and I can tell you what I know. You watch the basketball film. You watch every possession. You let me know, you know, if guys are growing in certain areas. GG Jackson obviously has to get better at everything besides scoring, and notably defense, off-ball defense, on-ball defense, all that. What do you think about him through the first two preseason games? Have you seen any growth from GG Jackson in the other things besides scoring?
So I think, obviously, just from the Boston game alone, because that's the only game I got to watch, but stuff still seems sped up. And, you know, I'm going to give the caveat, new system. It's sped up for everyone. But I just sit there and, like, you know, I'm watching in the way that Isla was utilizing Santi, you know, having him come off these him working in motion to get downhill. And for Gigi, it, like you saw in Summer League, how good he can be when he just simplifies the moves and just makes his move and gets downhill. It can be great. And I think the thing that I'm watching for with Gigi, which, again, to really kind of answer your question, he seems just still like a guy that's has all the talent in the world. He's just trying to fit it in. And frankly, you know, maybe it's like, you know, like one thing, maybe they just try to say, hey, look, you're the guy off the bench that you're going to be our punch off the bench where you say, hey, don't like compete defensively, just compete in general, but we really want to tap into your scoring. Cause that's what is like, that's what gets a lot going for us, especially without Brandon Clark. They need some high efficient offense.
Right.
Maybe GG can provide that with just simple downhill attack. And I think it's one of those things that's very fascinating for GG with this system, this roster construction. And this system, I think what's needed from this team could help him grow to become more than a scorer, you know. Without Edie and BC, you know, GG is one of the more athletic players on the team, has some of the best size on the team. You want buckets, crash the offensive glass. You want buckets, grab the defensive rebound and start transition offense. I think some of these wheel concepts could allow opportunities for him to either catch and shoot or quickly attack the closeout, get downhill. And defensively, it's like, I don't, like, he's not the guy that's going to be guarding the opposing team's best player. He doesn't have to. That's fine. Just make the right rotations.
Right.
That's all he has to do. Just that's what it is for GG. And it's just one of those things, like, I, from hearing Zach Kleiman at Media Day, hearing Tomas Isla over the summer, I think they're going to give him a shot because he has tools that not a lot of players on the roster have. And I'm just very intrigued by how they utilize him, but also how he seizes this opportunity.
All right, Parker, me and Connor had this conversation, and I know down the stretch of last year, injuries and otherwise, they ended up playing him, and he played really well. But Cam Spencer is trying like hell to make himself undeniable. Obviously, he was an older player when he was drafted, and, you know, he is sort of what he is. I do feel confident every time he puts up a three ball that it's going to go in, and he's feisty on the defensive end. He can get steals, although he has athletic limitations. Cam Spencer is such an interesting player to me because I think in an alternate timeline, he breaks this rotation, and he's probably a mainstay with what he has shown. But it just feels like there's a lot of guys with maybe better athletic profiles that can help more on the defensive end, whatever it may be, that will probably get played in front of him. What do you think about Cam Spencer breaking this rotation heading into the year? Because these first two games, he's played really well.
Yeah, and frankly, you know, again, like among the guys that's like competing for roles, he's played well, he's played under control, and again, it's one of those things that he has a skill that's very reliable with his three-point jumper. You know it's going to go in. He's also smart with the ball in his hands. You know, here and there initiation. He kind of showed that as the Grizzlies didn't have Ja, Todd Jerome, or Scottie Pippen the other night. I mean, the dude competes his tail off, and I think that actually might be underselling his competitive fire. This is the guy that went to the court and shot in the dark so that he can get shots up during media day. This dude just, like, I don't want to bet against him, to be honest. But I, at the very least, I don't know what his rollout looks looking like. And the thing that kind of hurts Cam more than anything is the roster construction, because Ja's a 6'3 guard, Scottie's 6'1, Ty Jerome's a 6'5 point guard or guard, combo guard with some defensive woes of his own. But there will be one or two games this year that Cam Spencer steals for Memphis. I just know that for sure.
It's just, I feel like there's been such a focus on getting wings, getting backcourt guys the past couple of years to sort of round out this roster, that it's just this logjam, and you have to decide what you're going to do. Now, final thing on the Grizzlies before I get to LeBron and what we learned yesterday. Vince Williams Jr., is he okay? Like, I know the first game he was okay. Second game, not so good. He's very inconsistent offensively. That's not a surprise by any stretch of the imagination. But the initial sort of, you know, hope I had in him in that lost season a couple of years back, it's fading. I'm not saying that he's not going to be a part of this rotation. He's not going to be useful. He's still a really good defender. But what do you think about Vince at this moment as we sit here on this Friday?
The other night, he just seemed out of control, to be quite frank. Obviously, that being out of control also led to a little scuffle with Jaylen Brown, which was kind of fun. It's like, hey, is he back? And he was not back. He kind of – kind of just a bummer to watch, because you know you remember that 23-24 season. You know, you're like, oh, Vince and Gigi, this is a bright spot from the season. Obviously, both of them right now are trying to work their way into the rotation, which, you know, if you told us this in 2024, I'd be like, dang, we fell for like the Wayne Seldon stuff again. But with Vince, you know, you thought, okay, this is the player that is going to scale the best. Because his role is simple. Defense, go to the opposing team's best guy, get rebounds, make a read here and there, like hit outside shots, and just – I haven't seen any of that.
Right.
Like, I haven't seen a single thing in that. Because even then, like, the other night had 4 assists, but, I mean, you know, the rebounding activity wasn't there. And he was 0-7 from the field, 0-5 from 3, 4 fouls in 18 minutes. It's just not the Vince Williams that we were used to seeing. And, you know, big year for Vince and Gigi, because both of them have team options next year. And granted, you know, maybe it's like, oh, they're both cheap. But if they're not progressing, like, you know, this front office, they have the draft. You know, they're projected to have 2 picks in the 2026 draft. There's always a guy that's destined to get called up from a two-way with them. They got to find a way to impact winning on this team, or it's going to get very – there's going to be some tough decisions having to be made, really.
Yep. Now, final thing, LeBron has sciatica. He's going to be held out for 3 to 4 weeks. We'll miss opening night, Steph versus LeBron, but skinny Luka versus Steph will do. But that brother's getting old, man. Just that's the truth of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's tough. That is very tough. You know, it sucks. You know, he's getting old. Hopefully it doesn't derail his season too much, just because, you know, it's always the whole thing, like, never take LeBron James for granted.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be like, oh, you don't want it to kind of sneak up on you. You want it to kind of be like, you know, LeBron, he's going to try to end up. And I thought that's the whole ad, that the thing that was a Hennessy ad, which still so stupid. No one's going to take his decisions crap any seriously if he's going
to. I halfway did, Parker. I have to admit that. I halfway did.
Yeah.
And there's a guy taking him to small claims court that kind of did too. So,
I get it. I get it. But yeah, no, it's just one of those things where it sucks in that regard. Because also, too, like LeBron wants the retirement tour, too.
Yeah.
And you hope that this injury doesn't derail that from happening, at least on his terms. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of here for the whole, what if the Lakers just come out hot with Luka? And maybe it's like they find something with Luka where, like, you know, he's making all these players, like he's making, like he's elevating Rui Hachimura and he's elevating Jaxson Hayes and
right.
DeAndre Ayton and Jake LaRavian. And oh, wait, Austin Reeves is kind of looking like a borderline all star. Like, I'm there for that element of like, I kind of am here for the first Stephen A take of like, are the Lakers better without LeBron James? I think that would actually kind of hilarious.
We will see. I hope that doesn't happen, but we will see. Parker, I appreciate it. Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. He is Parker Fleming at Paca underscore Flocka on X. Make sure you go subscribe to Substack Elitis, his free Grizzlies and NBA draft Substack. He doesn't take any money from it because if you give him money, all monetary support goes to St. Jude because he's a grade A human being. Now we need to go ahead and hop into the Blitz. USA Basketball has made a switch in the NFL in their ever-changing landscape of the NFL. They're trying to make a change to the Pro Bowl. We'll discuss that when we return right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Eric Spoelstra is set to take over for Steve Kerr as the USA basketball head coach.
Okay, I like it because you know how much trash we talked on Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is way too superstar reliant, and the big superstars he relied upon in this past Paris Olympics, LeBron, KD, Steph Curry, they may not play in another Olympics. So I need someone who's actually going to run offense and not be superstar reliant and not, you know, count on Steph Curry to take some step back, you know, double team contested three pointer to ultimately win a game that's close. And I know that the world is catching up, but the United States of America still has more talent per capita in basketball than anywhere in the world. Eric Spoelstra is actually going to have them playing right. And also, you know, when he gets to the World Cup, FIBA stuff, if Jaren Jackson Jr. is on the team and he doesn't have all of the superstars in the National Basketball Association, let's say Jaren Jackson Jr. is out there, he won't use him like Steve Kerr. As a natural five, as a big setting screens and rolling, he'll use him in the correct manner because he's done that for years and years and years, even with a roster that's not all that great. I know that the Miami Heat have not been awesome past couple of years, but they don't have a very good roster. And
they've been better than they should be.
Exactly. He keeps them afloat, gets them in the play-in, gives them a chance to get into the playoffs. And then a couple of years ago, with a roster that I didn't think was very good, getting into the NBA Finals, I thought that was absolutely phenomenal by him. Grant Hill clearly has a plan when it comes to coaching and, you know, succession. He makes the lead assistant, the head coach, and you know, it continues to roll that way. So I like this move by USA Basketball. I think it's the correct one. I was tired of Steve Kerr, to be honest with you.
This is absolutely the right move. And Steve Kerr, as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, he has been superstar dependent. Their best teams have come when they have superstar players on it. He has had to have a healthy Steph Curry. He has had to have a healthy Draymond Green. He has had to have a healthy Klay Thompson and or Kevin Durant to be able to win it all. That is his bread and butter. So, you know, when you have LeBron, when you have Steph, when you have KD on your Team USA roster, Steve Kerr makes sense. But last year, during the Olympics, I think that we started to see some cracks forming because those guys are getting older. And they could carry you in the last two games, but it's unfair to ask three guys to carry a Team USA team that has so much talent on it. So Eric Spoelstra, I think, will be able to come in. He'll have better rotations, and the entire team, I think, will just flow better. Players will be used in correct roles. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a great example. Steve Kerr looked at Jaren Jackson Jr. and was like, I'm not sure what to do with this guy. I'm just going to stick him down in the paint.
Honestly, the way he used him, I asked myself multiple times, like, brother, have you ever watched film on this guy? Have you ever, like, seen him play? I know you played against him, but have you ever, like, taken the time to realize what type of player he is, the way Steve Kerr was using him? But I think with the younger generation, Eric Spoelstra is a better voice.
Absolutely.
Than Steve Kerr.
Well, I also think that Eric Spoelstra now being at the helm, he'll be able to be the head coach of Team USA basically until he retires now, if he wants to keep that job. I do think that a factor in this decision was Steve Kerr's health. Like, you know, that has been up and down. The back stuff has been up and down with Steve Kerr. It may be grueling on him to have to do this all the time. But I just think that this is the obvious choice. We were all calling for Eric Spoelstra to be the head coach of Team USA anyway. So I'm glad that Grant Hill recognized that this is the proper succession plan, because I think that Eric Spoelstra reminds me more of Popovich than Steve Kerr does.
Or Coach K, maybe, too.
Yeah, or Coach K.
Right, right. I think he can bring a team together, actually get people to buy into like a bit of a system, even in that short period of time where Steve Kerr was just, hey, guys, go play. We'll figure it out as we go. That's not a good plan. We want to win golds when we get to the Olympics. We want to compete in the FIBA World Cup. And Steve Kerr just I think fell short. Well, in certain areas.
And like the NBA survey came out, and Eric Spoelstra is still voted as the best head coach in basketball. So it makes all the sense in the world for him to be the head coach of the best basketball team you can possibly put together. In basketball, which is Team USA, full stop. Like, there is no greater collection of talent than Team USA basketball. That is the cream of the crop. That is the pinnacle of basketball. Now, I'm going to be really curious to see what the next iteration of Team USA looks like. Will Jaren Jackson Jr. be on it? I think he has a chance. Will John Morant be on it?
Right.
I think he has a chance. There are so much young talent in the NBA right now that they can keep this thing rolling. They can keep these gold medals coming in, and Eric Spoelstra is the perfect guy to do it. Per the Sports Business Journal, the NFL is planning to move the Pro Bowl games to the Super Bowl host city each year as part of Super Bowl week festivities.
I don't care. I mean, they try to get more eyes on this thing, but they're playing flag football and they're pushing around, you know. I mean, they do like ridiculous things with the offensive and defensive line with the Pro Bowl games, pushing around sleds and stuff like that. Just give up on trying to get people to watch it in any meaningful way. I guess this is a fine move, but to be honest with you, Connor, I know we brought this up. This is a story we wanted to talk about, but does anyone really care about the Pro Bowl games?
No,
Pro Bowl festivities,
they don't.
Even in the slightest.
Every time I see that the Pro Bowl's on, I'm like, oh,
cool,
Pro Bowl.
Yeah, great. I miss like the precision passing stuff and longest ball way back in the day that they used to do, and when Sean Taylor was out there killing the punter on a fake punt. Like, I miss those days, but even then, I don't think people really latched on to the Pro Bowl, to be honest with you. And it was way after the season. I guess putting it right there, Super Bowl week, you still have eyes, you still have people engaging with the product, as opposed to doing it way after the season or whatever. But the Pro Bowl's the Pro Bowl. We don't want to take hits. We don't have a game. We just have flag football. Offensive linemen and defensive linemen aren't involved. So it is, you just pick something and stick with it. That's what I would say to the NFL.
Well, now there will be even more incentive to make it to the Super Bowl because you don't have to participate in Pro Bowl activities if you're in the Super Bowl, because we know that the players don't want to do any of that. And yeah, I just don't think that anybody cares about the Pro Bowl or the festivities. It is, I think, without a doubt, the least beloved or even paid attention to,
yep,
quote-unquote All-Star weekend that we have going on in sports.
I also think that they have trivialized what it means to make a Pro Bowl. Tyler Huntley made a Pro Bowl a couple of years ago.
Listen, we talked about it, and we think he's a Hall of Famer, but like Russell Wilson made the Pro Bowl with the Steelers?
Last year. His first night actually meant something, I think, for the most part, in an NFC with some decent quarterbacking.
Okay.
But that last one, it's like, he made it with the Steelers last year.
What are we talking about?
I think he had an overall losing record as the starter. It's stupid.
It was one of those where it's like, listen.
But Tyler Huntley is the most egregious example.
It helps my argument for him being a Hall of Famer. But
but Snoop Huntley, I think, is the most egregious example. The fact that he's a Pro Bowler is absolutely positively insane. And they have to put fullbacks in there. So Patrick Ricard from the Ravens and Kyle Juszczyk have been in there. It's just, It's trivialized as a watchable product, no doubt, but it's also trivialized from as an accolade, you know, goes in sports in general.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to value Pro Bowls correctly. Like, when I see that a player has X amount of Pro Bowls, what does that actually mean? Like, what is the conversion rate
at this
from
point,
that to NBA All-Star, MLB All-Star, or NHL All-Star? Like, is it like 25 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar? Like, what is it?
The Tyler Huntley thing, I think about 10 cents on the dollar. But, I mean, obviously, you know, there's alternates and guys don't want to participate, so you have to go down the list. But I'd say, what, 50 cents on the dollar? 50 cents on the dollar?
50 seems
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Now, I need to tell you, you're in your car right now. I'm painting the picture for you. You're in your car. You're listening to my voice. And you're thinking about what you're going to do for the weekend. And you're probably going to need some libation, some drinks, something to sip on over the weekend. And I have the perfect sip for you. Old Dominic. Go to Old Dominic Distillery 1. It's at 305 South Front Street right here on the riverfront. But when you show up at your local liquor store, get a bottle of Old Dominic today. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon, award-winning selections of that whiskey and bourbon. They have a new vodka, a premium vodka. Get your hands on a bottle today. But a spirit from Old Dominic's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in the city because, like I mentioned, the distillery is here. They distill it with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Memphis Aquifer Water that we all know and love. Go to 305 South Front Street. Check out their event schedule at olddominic.com. If you need a spot for a wedding reception, a corporate luncheon, an award ceremony, whatever it is, go to olddominic.com, fill out their questionnaire, and they will get you handled. And Connor can tell you, like I can tell you, it's a beautiful space. I've been there multiple times for wedding receptions. The rooftop is phenomenal. They have those string lights. They're always going to have good drinks for you. So make sure you go and do that. And always remember to ship Old Dominic Spirits anywhere in the United States of America. You have extended family members and friends that don't get their hands on a bottle of Old Dominic every day. So for a birthday, holidays, send them a bottle of Old Dominic. I promise you they will love it. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. All right, we've gotten to that point in the show, Connor. It's time for me to give out my weekend winners, the picks that you don't ask for, but I give anyway. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.